Missed anything on the show? Download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or check out the Hit app.
Hit FM.
Now, this conversation might be a very difficult topic for some people, Bodge, but today is White Wreath Day, a day where we're to wear white for awareness about mental health and take action against suicide.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a day. Can I be honest with you and say I didn't know it was a day?
Yeah, well, we're encouraged to wear white to think of those that have fallen to suicide. And Justin Wilbur, who's the son of a Vietnam War vet, we've had him on the show before. You might remember him as the brains behind Driveways at Dawn,
yep,
where we spoke to him about the new way of how we could be part of the Dawn services for Anzac Day. And he joins us this morning because Justin is a volunteer with multiple suicide prevention organisations. Good morning.
Good morning, team. How are we?
Doing really well. All right.
Now, when you know someone that you know has attempted suicide, suffered from severe depression or is affected by mental illness, the last thing you want to know is that you've got to cope alone. But that's what today is about knowing that you aren't alone.
That's exactly right. You're not alone. As sad as it is to say, suicide is the leading cause of death for 15 to 44-year-olds. I've been recently quoted as saying that if we measured suicide in the way that we do COVID, we would see a significant change in that particular space. In 2017, and I use that particular year because of coronial inquests and such not being closed yet, but in 2017, Australia lost 3,128 people to suicide. Mm. On average, 135 people are affected for every person lost to suicide.
Yeah.
So when you extrapolate that, we're looking at more than 400,000 people that have been affected. It really is, not to make a joke or anything, but it really is the true pandemic that we should be addressing.
And you're so comfortable to speak about your own past and troubles. What was it that made you so comfortable to speak out?
I lost my sister to suicide in 2003.
Oh, my God.
And I've had a lifetime of mental health up and downs. And one of the things we do know about suicide is it's not necessarily mental illness that leads somebody to that decision. Obviously, at the time that they take their life, they're not in a mentally well space, but it's largely the large contributors are actually situational distresses. And that could be things like relationship breakdowns, financial trouble, family court problems, and a slew of other things. It is a complex space, but the vast majority of people who do take their life haven't been diagnosed or pre-diagnosed with a mental illness. My personal space, I have a triple diagnosis, if you like, of major depressive disorder, anxiety disorder, and complex post-traumatic stress.
Yep.
But I'm very happy to talk about my experience because I believe that storytelling and sharing of your experiences is really the way that we learn best.
How else did you turn your life around? What was it that helped you be the man that you are today? Because you do dip your toes into a lot of things and you're out there to try and help other people.
Actually been a big part of my journey towards recovery has been looking outside of myself and at the broader world around me and trying to make a change and make things better for others also makes things better for me. Things like the Anzac Day program that we ran, the Driveway at Dawn, that was also geared towards connecting communities, connecting people when they couldn't be connected, giving them a bit of a distraction from the whole COVID lockdown. Just that something really simple, and it can be really simple things that actually make our lives a little bit better. So when I had my major breakdown 2.5 years ago, about 12 months ago, I bought myself a dog. I got myself a puppy because I knew that by getting a puppy, I would have to walk him and socialize him and take care of his nutrition. And by getting a pup, not only do I get the unconditional love of a beautiful little American bulldog here, I have to take care of him and therefore I take care of myself. And that's been a central part of my improvement.
I think dogs are the greatest thing of all time. I love cats, I love other animals, but dogs, doesn't matter how bad of a day you've had, no matter what's happened, the dog's still going to lick your hand and say hello and think you're the best thing in the whole world. So even just having a dog there just for people to run their fingers through while they're just sitting there, they open up more And today's all about, I guess, coming through the other side to help other people, you know, so talk about it. And it's hard to do.
It is. It's not an easy conversation to have.
No.
And that's what today, White Wreath Day, is all about, is to create more awareness about mental health. And a big thank you to Justin Wilbur, who's also sharing his story. And is there events that are being held? How can we get involved in it?
Normally on a White Wreath Day, we see events being run around the country where people can lay wreaths, bring a photo of their loved one that they've lost to suicide. And naturally, those events can't take place at the moment. A simple and easy workaround of wearing white to work.
Nice.
Or wearing white at home if you happen to be working from home still.
Hey, look, thank you so much for joining us again. And really is an important day, and we're glad we could get you on to tell your story.
More than happy to share my story anytime. I encourage people to jump onto Google, search for suicide prevention training. There are a number of different online courses that you can do, as well as community-led face-to-face training courses, or at the moment probably Zoom, and they give you some really tangible skills that you can use to have a conversation with somebody that you're concerned about.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Catch up on anything you may have missed. Download the Christy and Budge podcast at hit.com.au or on the Hit app.
Hit FM.
Hit FM.